Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk football. We're on to Patriots.
Let's go!
On WAAF.
Every Monday, we're on to Patriots around this time. And this week, we're talking to Matthew Slater. What's up, Matthew?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah, tough one last night, man. It seemed at times, you guys were looking a little sluggish, and I just want to ask, is that because of the sickness that was going around the locker room?
I wouldn't say that was the case. The sickness or anything else that we had going on is certainly not an excuse. We didn't come out and play the game we needed to. Being that we were on the road last night, we didn't come out with enough energy and execution early on. We tried to rally late, but it was too late then.
I know you guys had to take two planes down there, one for the sick people and one for the healthy ones. Which one were you on? Are you suffering from this illness going around?
No, thank God I was healthy this week, so I was ready to go last night. And I think everybody that stepped out down the field understands when you go out on the field, anything that you may have going on, you can't allow it to be a factor. And I think our guys did a great job of showing some toughness last night and coming out and compete.
At what point, I know you guys just want to play, even if you're feeling sick, but at what point do you, I guess it's a person-to-person thing, decide that I'm going to be more of a liability than I am going to be an asset tonight? Do you ever worry about guys not fessing up?
I think you hit on it. It is person-to-person. Only you know how you feel. And I think a lot of us have been doing this long enough to know that, hey, I feel well enough to perform at least close to my normal level, or hey, I don't. So if you don't feel like you can go out there and do the job and you're going to be hurting the team, then certainly that would be the time to speak up.
Now, there's a video going around of Tom Brady giving his guys a little pep talk on the sideline. He said something to effect as, go out there, but don't be so robotic. I kind of interpret that as maybe just have a little more passion or maybe have a little more speed. I don't know what you would think of that.
Well, yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to speak for Tom. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what he meant when he said that.
Kansas City coming up on Sunday. What's the first thing you think of that comes to your mind when you hear Kansas City Chiefs?
Explosive. They've got a lot of playmakers on both sides of the ball that make it really hard on you. So I think we're going to have to find a way to come out this week and start the game, play with a lot of energy and execution early on, and understand that it's going to be a 60-minute ball game.
And any word on Ted Karras, if he's going to be able to make it in Sunday?
I have not. I haven't been in there today. I haven't seen Ted, so I guess we'll see how the week goes.
You guys have had a tough time with kickers and the centers. It seems like they're dropping pretty quick here. When someone like James Ferentz has to come in, do all plays have to be kind of adjusted to his strengths and his abilities?
No, I think anytime we get backups in there, the expectation remains the same. We expect to go out there and execute at a high level and be consistent. And we allow the coaches to handle any adjustments that may need to be made in those cases.
All right, well, good luck, Kansas City, on Sunday. Before we go, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you get to spend it with family, and did you eat too much?
It was great. I had a great time with family. I had a lot of family. I ate good, but I didn't eat too much because I knew we had a game. But appreciate you asking. It was good. Hopefully you had a good one as well.
Oh, yeah. I did the exact opposite, Matthew. I ate way too much and was unable to perform my Black Friday duties and taking my daughter out shopping. So I was laid up. I was sweating gravy, I guess you could say.
Oh, man. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm thankful for that, for sure. What's your favorite leftover from Thanksgiving?
the sweet potatoes my wife made for me. It's been nice, semi-healthy sweet potato casserole, so it's my favorite dish of the day.
So when you say semi-healthy, I guess it's not the kind with the marshmallows on top?
Yes, usually we put butter, marshmallows, brown sugar, cream. We didn't have that on this go-around, but it was still tasty.
Oh, yeah. You had to deal with the healthy stuff. That's discipline right there, man. This is a disciplined athlete we're talking to right here. All right, Matthew. Well, as I said, good luck with Kansas City on Sunday.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Matthew Slater from your New England Patriots. We're on to Patriots every Monday around this time.
Hold on. Did you have a pre-show phone call with Matthew Slater?
No.
Tell him to act natural when you mention marshmallows on sweet potato, because there's no chance that's a thing.
Really, Josh?
I know it's like a thing.
You
like,
know what, Josh?
What?
Okay, that's been going on since they've been serving sweet potato, or since the invention of marshmallows.
Let's not
do this again
with the food thing. But
just because you live some kind of weird cultish life in some kind of bomb shelter,
marshmallow
and,
with on
the Amish
sweet potato,
and you haven't figured it out yet. It's not my. Look, I'm sorry.
You talked to Matthew Slater. That was a thing. Did you talk to him before and tell him to act natural?
It's not my fault you were raised in a Skinner box, okay?
I don't know what that is, but
I feel bad, of course.
This
but
is getting
not,
out of hand.
It's not my problem.
That's
I don't want to start
thing.
This discussion.
Neither do I.
Marshmallows on sweet potatoes has been a thing for...
No, it hasn't.
For, it has to be over a century.
Get Slater back on the phone.
You're out of your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.